People forget how difficult it was to survive back in the day. Okay, so for example, you want to go get yourself some food, all right? You don't have to like drive down a rickety, unlit road on a kind of horse and carriage or something of that nature for 18 miles to the general store just so you can get a bag of potatoes so that you can go back and then boil up those potatoes and then just, that's really all you got. We've got
Right.
huge quantities of choices. Everything's freaking easy now. And you know what happens when people have got it too easy for too freaking long? They become freaking complacent.
Very complacent. I've noticed that.
Yeah. But how exactly do you convince people to say, hey, you know what, bro, we've got it way too easy. We now need to exist in a society that encourages hardship and make taking ages to get somewhere and do something.
Why don't we reroute the way we use technology? Why do we need to use technology for weaponry? What does that solve? Well, if there's going to be an alien invasion, sure, we need to defend ourselves, and that's it's a reason to have it, but why don't we utilize technology for the complacent people, the ones that don't want to work, don't want to contribute? Well, we've got technology to solve that for you. If the money faucet, and I'm saying, if there was a choice globally that we made, the money faucet was turned off, there's no more money, would you still do what you do? I mean, if we're all getting along and we got rid of the scumbaggery, I mean, you wouldn't really have to do what you do, but because you enjoy it, would you still do what you do?